The majority of the protests in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia over an American-made film that mocks Islam have been denouncing the West. But a small number of people in Libya have been counter-protesting by expressing support for the U.S. Libyan-American Heba Benamrin is one of these people. She lives in Benghazi with her Libyan-American husband, and she works at a private school there. She's with us by phone from Libya. And Heba, earlier this week, you and a couple hundred others protested the killings of the American ambassador to Libya and three other Americans. What made you join this demonstration?
We condemn these acts of violence that were against the U.S. embassy, or U.S. consulate, I should say, here in Benghazi. And we are very, very sorry for what happened, and truly sorry for the loss of a dear friend, as we consider Ambassador Christopher Stevens.
In the counter-protests, we've been seeing photos of people holding signs that say things like thugs and killers don't represent Benghazi or Islam, and Christopher Stevens was a friend to all Libyans. Another one says, sorry, people of America, this is not behavior of our Islam and Prophet. Now, many of these signs are in English. Does that mean the goal is more to send a message to people outside the country?
Well, we do have a lot of English speakers here, but yes, also they are indeed trying to send us, a message to the West saying, you know, we are not your enemies, we are with you. And, you know, when Obama came out to speak and Secretary Clinton, there was a lot of tears being shed and there was a lot of joy, because what they said, they were sending a message that something like this is not going to ruin our relationship. We're going to continue working with you and continue being, you know, allies.
You know, Heba, here in the U.S. at least, this movie is considered by many people to be somewhat amateurish, but it was recently translated into Arabic, which I think is why it's circulating so much. You're a practicing Muslim, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Did this movie offend you in any way?
I honestly did not hear about this movie until the storming of the embassy started taking place. And I honestly don't think it's even worth taking the time to watch the YouTube version of it that's online right now. But it is disturbing that someone would try and attack Islam in this manner and cause the reactions that it has caused today.
Do you understand why there's been such a strong reaction to it in the Arab world?
Yes, I do. I actually had a friend that watched it and said it's very disturbing to watch. Personally speaking, and I know a lot of people I know, Middle Eastern, we don't mock religions. We respect all the religions of the world. You have your religion, and I have my religion, and you need to respect that as I respect your religion. So it is very disturbing to see something like this being done, but I honestly don't think it's even worth taking the time to watch it.
Heba, you were born in Libya, I believe, and moved to Ohio with your family when you were two. And then you recently moved back
Correct.
To Libya with your Libyan-American husband after Gaddafi was overthrown. So you have
Correct.
Connections and perspective in both countries. What is it like to watch this?
It's really heartbreaking. It's very emotional. I know the morning after the attack, you know, I just sat there and cried. I'm like, this is not what we fought so hard for. I mean, toppling Gaddafi was something really big. And, you know, we rose in the eyes of many across the world. We worked really hard. I worked firsthand in Ohio, just trying to get people on the ground here in Libya in the beginning days of the revolution, when media was not even allowed in Libya, trying to get them connected by phone with journalists. It's so hard as a Libyan American to be dealing with this right now when we've worked so hard to get where we are. There's a lot of my friends and family that are moving from the U.S. back to Libya to try and help rebuild this country, something that we only dreamed of prior to February 17th, the day the revolution started. It was just a dream at that time. And now that we're able to do so, it's kind of like a lot of people are putting their lives on hold. Some people have decided to stay in the U.S. until things have calmed down, but you know, as a Libyan American, it is really hard to live on both sides of the spectrum and deal with all this that's going on.
Heba Benamrin is a Libyan American living and working in Benghazi. Heba, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Coming up, the elaborate story of a Michigan dentist who became a top marathon runner, sometimes in races that didn't even exist. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.